Shalom Aleichem. We're going to take a look Be'ezer Hashem at some of the psukim that we're going to read on Purim morning. Some of you will read it sooner than I will read it, but that's fine. The psukim at the end of Parshas Beshalach. Now, we're not going to look at all of those psukim, because the truth be told, we actually dealt with some of them in this past week's discussion of the connection of Parshas Zohar with Parshas Tetzaveh. We actually did discuss a very important tziv, Hamikdavar, at the end on the pasuk of Kiyad al Keska, Milchama Lashem Bamalek Bidor Dor. We discussed the idea of Macho Emchet, Zechra Molek, as opposed to what appears in Parsha Kiseitze, which is the Parsha of Zohar, of Macho Timcha Zechra Molek. That was discussed already. But I thought to speak about something else, and I'm not sure if there'll be time to make a shiur for Parshas Kisisa this week, because there's a lot going on. Be'ezer Hashem will be matzliach, but I'm not sure. But I thought this was important in terms of Purim and tefillah in general. And I'll be honest, in class I was asked by several students, you know, people of different teachers have been exhorting them to focus in tefillah on Purim and focus. And some asked me, what if you have difficulty connecting to tefillah? What should you do? Or which tefillah should you really focus on if you're having difficulty? And which days? Perhaps Tanya Sester, perhaps your Dalit, perhaps Tezvav, maybe all three. So a lot of questions. And I think that if we examine the attack of Amalek, to be quite honest, really not the actual attack, as described in these psukim at the end of Parshas Beshalach, which, once again, we will read on Purim morning, but that which led up to it, I think it'll serve us in good stead to reframe our relationship with tefillah, and perhaps really reframing our relationship with tefillah is, as the title suggests, reframing our perception of reality. So let's take a look. It tells us, Vayishu kol adas b'nei Yisrael mibidbar sin lemaseihem al pi Hashem v'yechanu b'refidim ve'in mayim l'shtos ha'am. So there's a number of issues here. First of all, the terminology of ve'in mayim l'shtos ha'am. There is no water l'shtos to drink the am, the people. Some of the Farshim say that it actually means l'shtias ha'am, for the drinking of the people. There's no water available for them to drink. But there's more than one way to explain this. But let's take a look and see what Chazal and the Mefarshim say on this pasuk. It says they traveled from Sin, from Midbar Sin, al pi Hashem. This is based upon how Hashem told them at the time was to move the encampment. And Vayachanu Birfidim. And says the Gemara in Bechoros, Ketane Rabbi Lezer Omer, Ketanoi Rabbi Lezer Omer, Rifidim. Shema, Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Sherifu Atzma Divrei Torah. So according to Rabbi Yeshua, the name Rifidim is a name given to this place. Why? Because Sherifu Yudeim Min HaTorah. Right? Rifu Atzma Min HaTorah. Divrei Torah. In other words, we always have to remember that when we live the Torah, learn the Torah, make the Torah more part of our life, it's easier to keep a Jewish outlook of reality. When we're not so attached to Torah, we tend to live a more dichotomized life. We live a life of life like everybody else lives. And also we have Torah, right? And this, you know, Baruch Hashem, we're observant. Baruch Hashem, we're involved with learning to one degree or another, etc. So it takes precedence, certainly in our expression of Yiddishkeit, it takes precedence over kosher style pickles and even pacha, but it doesn't actually become the focal point of our life. It doesn't become the central point of our life. So anyway, the Rafi Udeim in a Torah, this is already the first step down the slippery slope. Ve'en mayim lishtos ha'am. So dealing with that difficult terminology, ein mayim, there is no water, lishtos ha'am, to drink the people, to drink the am. Says the Ksav HaKabbalah, lishtos ha'am, klomer lishtias ha'am. Right? He's quoting from the Rishonim, I think from the Sforno. Uladati, he continues, uladati bekavana hiskalef kan Hashem b'makor. We use the infinitive, right, of lishtos, as opposed to of lishtias, the drinking of. We use lishtos, the infinitive. Why? Lahoro shelo haya lehem mayim b'shefa. They didn't have an abundance of water. B'chdei sheyuchal kol echad lishtos b'chol esh yirtza. They didn't have an abundance of water so you could drink whatever you wanted. Aval lishtia mitzumtzemes hayasham. They weren't dying of thirst. There was no absolute lack of water. Ki amakor yoreh al hatmidis, right? U'mashichas zmani. He says usage of the infinitive, lishtos, is to point out that there wasn't constant water for them to drink, etc. Avlim hayu rotzim letzamtzim atzmam tzas b'shtiayim aspik lehem l'shah. If they wanted, however, as it were, to be a little bit more circumspect in their uses of water, they would have had enough water. So this is the scenario. Everything wasn't there in abundance. And what was the result? Pasuk Beis. Vayarev ha'am in Moshe. They got into a fight with Moshe. Vayomru tznu lanu mayim. Give us water. We demand it. V'nishtem. They said, we will drink. Vayomru lehem Moshe. Matrivuni madi. Why are you starting an argument with me? Matrinasun es Hashem. Why are you testing Hashem? So the argument we understand, but we also have to see how they're testing Hashem. So first let's see the Ramban. The Ramban says, v'lo matzu sham enos mayim. There were no springs in this place, in Rafidim. Miad asum riva in Moshe. Immediately, that's it. Right, they fly off the handle. V'zeh tam v'yarev ami Moshe. Ki yislonenu b'mekom Moshe, nemer v'vayilono, hi taromes. When it usually says, unfortunately, and it was quite common, v'yilono, they complained. So this is kvetching. That's not arguing. That's not attacking. That's not, you know, it's not the, you know, lacing into Moshe and blaming him for things. I miss Rami Malinyanim Libor. Manasseh, what are you going to do? Manochal, manishteh, what will we eat? What will we drink? Oy vey, 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 vasman zayin. What's going to be? What's going to be? That's why Yilonu. Ba'ava vayirev, sha'osu imam riva mamish. They really got into an argument with him. They criticized him. Uboa lav limor, tnu lanamayim. Atavaran achicha, you and your brother Aram. Kealechem adavar. It's a responsible. It's your responsibility upon you. It's incumbent upon you. V'dameinu aleichem. Our blood is on your hands. Moshe Amar lehem, Matiri vuni madi. Why are you fighting with me? Umatin asun es Hashem. Why are you testing Hashem? What was the testing of Hashem? Ki ariv hazeh l'nasos es Hashem. Part of this riv is to test Hashem. Hayuchal teis lachem mayim. Can he give us water? Ki im tachrishu. So Rebbe Moshe says to them, "Kim takrishu me alive tispalu elav ulay aneschem." Moshe says, "Well, why are you doing this? Maybe you should daven. Maybe he'll answer you." So that's the initial state. Then what happens? We said that they already had water, but they didn't have it in abundance. Now, v'yitzma shamba am lamayim. Now, Pasuk Gimel already, the water's really running out. Vayolin ha'am, now vayolin. They're complaining, what are we going to do? Vayom ulam zeh elitzonu mimitzrayim, mamis osi vesbonai vesmiknai batzama. So now they're complaining, what are we going to do? Why did you take us out of Mitzrayim? Notice the terminology here in this pasuk. Vayomer lama zeh elitzonu. They said, ki with one voice, lama zeh elitzonu, you've taken all of us, we're going back from singular to plural. Lama zeh elitzonu mimitzrayim. And then we go back to the end. L'hamis osiv es bonai ves miknai batzama. Going back to the singular. An individual. Osi, bonai, miknai, batzama. You brought us out here to die of thirst. Says the Orach Chaim HaKadosh. Vayitzma sham. Right? Hine yoli tema. Lami v'yun Hashem el nisayon ha'godol hazeh. He asks the question. Why is Hashem chepping them? Initially, they don't see the food. Then they see the food, they get them on. They don't see the water. They just give them water. Why is he doing this? Kufiya seichel yishar adam shadavar zeh chedome tolid hakfira. You press a person enough times, he sees that things are not going the way he expected. You could, as it were, inspire him, God forbid if you use the word inspire, to kafira. Where are you? You're done about my life. I'm always in a difficult situation. V'tigla kushal Moshe. And the question is even greater on Moshe. Why doesn't he immediately start to daven for them? Right? Odmat skaluni. Instead he comes to Hashem and he says, well, they're going to kill me soon. They're going to stone me to death. Why isn't he concerned about their thirsty? Even if you want to say that initially they weren't totally lacking water, but still. Okay, it could be that the Ruach HaKodesh doesn't necessarily learn it the way we saw before of other Mefarshim, that initially they had water if they want to use it sparingly, and then afterwards only they didn't have any water. Maybe. Could be. But nonetheless, he's bothered by it. Why is Hashem bringing this to this situation? And why doesn't Moshe seem more forthcoming and more, okay, I'll help you out. V'nire, says the Ruach HaKodesh, ki Hashem niso osam lahadricham laseis einem lispal lefnei Hashem. The goal here is to get the Jewish people to daven. Ki ze ikar godol be'emuna u'bashlomas ha'nefesh. This is a fundamental point in faith, in emuna, and hashlomas ha'nefesh, and the perfection of one's own being, one's own soul. To daven. Davening is the act par excellence in which a Jew creates the canvas of his life, his relationship with Hashem, his recognition that Hashem His providence is upon us. His omnipotence, right, is surely endless. His transcendence and his immanence are constantly there in our relationship with him. He's the source of our das and our ability to do tshuva and forgiveness, etc. Through davening, one creates the canvas upon which he paints his Jewish life. His acts of chesed, his kiyum mitzvos, his limud Torah, his Jewish life. But the framework, the canvas, is through tefillah. And Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem, actually, says the Ruach HaKodesh over here, is trying to get them to daven. Right? That they should daven for what they need. Not just what you call when the mitzvah are breathing down their throats, which is also a form of davening, a very important point, a form of davening, based tzara. But here, to call out to Hashem for our needs, not because you know, otherwise our needs won't be met because, I don't know, whatever reason. If anything can be said, our needs exist, our situations, our difficult situations exist, so that we will daven. V'timsar sh'nishakim Hashem, says the Ruach HaKodesh, al adavar lo naslem aman yom lachodesh. He didn't give them the man once a month. Every day. And so too also over here. With regard to the water. They didn't do anything else. They got thirsty. They complained. Wait a second. Daven. Halamadziki lo tzaku l'Hashem. V'chein heyid ha'kosuf. Their question is Hashem in our midst? Is he not? They weren't fully in contact with the framework of Hashgacha. Later on, we'll see from the Hamik Dover that it seems that he says that even though they saw great miracles, they figured, oh, Moshe Rabbeinu is going to pull off these miracles. But is Hashem with us day in and day out on a regular basis? Derech HaTeva, is he with us? Perhaps not. He's not with us. And that's terribly flawed. And that certainly, right, contradicts, right, the Ratzon that Hashem wants for the Jewish people to have that constant relationship with him, that constant sense of that their very being emanates from him, from his will, that they are dependent upon him to forge that sort of special relationship. So we'll see. The Radomsker, Sefer Shlomo, continues. He says, "Hinei yesh lohavim b'malas hatluna hazos shalokas aleihem HaKadosh Baruch Hu." Right? Yosef mikol hatlunos Moshe matzina b'mora. He's talking here about the man, that Hashem was not upset with them, as he was with the man. He wasn't upset with them, as he was in Mara, in our case over here, with the water. Shenem v'sham niso. Right? V'sham v'chein. The Kaman, Eitz Lamayim, Shesholu, Kehogan. The Imkos that cost Moshe. They asked for water, and Moshe got upset with them. Right? Vayikra Hashem Amoko Masa Meriva. Calls it Masa Meriva. So, beforehand, right? With, what do you call it, with the water, with, what do you call it, with the man, things are more chilled, as it were. Here, it's got a label, Masa Meriva. Testing Hashem, fighting, arguing with Hashem, arguing with Moshe. Again, this is going back to the case of the man. Right? Of course, Amr Bezar Ramban. Ramban spoke about this. The Gamke, Kodesh Baruch Hu Ba'atzmo Amr LaMoshe. Shemateh's Tlunos, that's going back again to the man, the previous case of water. Achen the Ashev Kushya, Kushya's Rishonos, Alpi HaYadua B'derech HaTfila. Asher Adam Yishpoch Sicho, a person should call out to Hashem for all of his needs with regard to family, children, livelihood, right? Length of life. This is something that I've spoken about quite a bit in class. The idea that if one davens for Klal Yisrael, not only is one taking a step out of his egocentric universe and entering into a God-centric universe, which is essentially what the Rechaim was referring to, what he said before with regard to tefillah, he said, Iker godol be'emunah v'shlamas anefesh. The Iker emunah is to know that Hashem is reality and that we are one expression within that reality. Not to live with, I am, what do you call it, I am me, I think therefore I am, and what he called, and you know, somehow I'll fit the Holy One, blessed be, into my worldview, into my system as well. It's the other way around. Hashem is reality. I know, right, that I'm not all of reality. It's much bigger than me. What is that? That's Hashem. And I am within that reality. So if indeed that's what tefillah is meant to do, is to take a person and reframe his worldview from an egocentric worldview to a God-centric worldview. So now, even one is davening. If one totally focuses only on what I want, what the person staring back at me from the mirror wants, the me, myself, and I, right? Pygmalion revisited. So then, even though I may be davening, but I'm missing the point. I'm missing the point. There's something flawed in my tefillah. And not only is there something flawed in my tefillah, but I'm just saying from a perfectly, totally pragmatic point of view, you will find that if you daven for the Jewish people, and there's no lack of things to daven for the Jewish people, there's so many tzaras, right? The portrait of the Jewish people on the world stage today is one of tremendous chil Hashem. Tremendous, tremendous chil Hashem. Not just from lack of observance, but from dissension and division amongst us. It's only been 80 years since they packed us all together into gas chambers, and the infighting now is just unbearable. If you open yourself up to the needs of the Jewish people, you'll find that your heart is open wider to even bevakish those things that you need also. You'll put it into perspective. You'll say, you know, I also have something to ask for. After a person's poured out their heart, right? That's what Tifer Shlomo is saying. He's saying that if the act of tefillah is meant to be one that rearranges my priorities from ego to God-centric, then I must think of not just myself and my tefillah. Shalim Yishpoch Sicho B'chol Inyana B'tzorchei B'nei Chayim Mezonei It shouldn't be, right? Avur, right? Sarche atzmo levad. Rakal klalus b'nei Yisrael. I should think about the Jewish people whole. Va'az yenale na'ane t'chila. Ha'mespal bar chaveru. Hu tzorech lo sadover, say Chazal. Hu na'ane t'chila. The Radomsk understands it's because I'm opening up the spigot that should pour down from heaven upon the Jewish people, but my hand is on the knob. As the valve opens, it washes over me. It washes over me first. So not only is it a correct way to daven, pragmatically, it's a better idea. Right? Right, b'man b'zeh v'lo b'zul b'sul asov. Kizeu sh'amru kan. Ki yotzeis osana lo hamis es kol akal hazeh barav. Right. That's in recording by the man. Ki rak ata bikshu al klal Yisrael. They asked for everyone, all together, for the Jewish people. Maybe the attitude wasn't correct, but they asked for everybody. Avlamayim amru betlunoseim. In their tluna they said, Lahamis osiv es bonai ves miknai batsoma. Remember we said, why does it start off? It's going from the plural to the singular. Because the essence was each person was asking for himself. Samu megamosam letzorach atzmam ubneim levad. Lachen kas aleim Moshe. Moshe was upset with him because they missed the point. That's why it says, "Vayikra Shem Hamakom Masom Riva." Achen kol mevakesh Hashem. Anybody who's searching for Hashem in his life, tzorach lichlo tfiloso besoch klal kohal klal bnei Israel lispal al chaveiro als tikra Hashem yane. Then you'll call out, and Hashem will respond, because your act of tefillah is not exclusively egocentric. Vavei. Right? And Moshe Rabbeinu says the Radomsker had another idea as well. To add to this. You know the concept of the Tsar of the Shechina. When an Adam be Israel is in Tsar, right? The Shechina suffers as well. Do we understand it? Don't we understand? There's a lot of things we don't understand. But that's what the Mishnah says in Sanhedrin. When a person has committed a capital crime, the sort of capital crime for which he's executed, and then afterwards his body, as it were, is hung up, right, in order to make a point, certainly by Megadev when he curses Hashem, that person, right, has to be cut down immediately and buried. Why? He shouldn't be there over nightfall. It says the Pasuk, Ki kilalas Elokim talui, for the curse of God is kovyochel hanging there. Man is made with Selam Elokim. But the Mishnah Sanhedrin says more than that. Kilas elokim kaloi is a lashon of kal, of feeling weakness, like your hand is numb, it doesn't feel well. And says when the Shechina, right, when a person, be Israel, here we're talking about a Rasha, a person who cursed Hashem and was executed for it. He got this warning, he was executed, and he was hung up and it had to be cut down. And nonetheless, about him, it says, Kikilas Elokim Tolui, because what does the Shechina say? When an Adam be Yisrael, an Adam of this nature, certainly a person who is not of this nature, or who is more righteous, or exclusively righteous, dies, suffers. What does the Shechina say? Oy. Kalani miroshi, kalani mizroi, kavyochol. My head feels weak upon me, my arm feels weak upon me. So the Radomsker says, the Tiferet Shlomo says, you want to open up your tefillah? When you're in pain, you should know the Shechina is in pain. Even though we know that Hashem is the source of everything that happens, and even though we know ultimately it's all a tova, but that doesn't change the fact that at the moment it's bitter. And if it's bitter for us, even though it's for good purpose, and ultimate, the best of purposes. But the bitterness is bitter for the individual, and so too, Kovyocha, for the Shechina. And so he says, we should think about that as well. We should think about our fellow. We should think about the Shechina. And this opens up our tefillah. But here, they clearly were not focused on that. They were focused our own. Each one is focused on my, me, myself, and I. Vayikru Shem Abakol Masa Mariva. Arivnei Yisrael Val Nafasam Es Hashem Lemor Yesh Hashem Bekivenu Imayim. This is the Hamikdavah we mentioned before. They knew that Hashem could do whatever he wanted to do. They knew they saw, well, the Eser Makos, the Mitzrayim, the Sakuris Yamsu. They already saw the man. The question is Hashem going to be with us on a day-to-day basis, on a Derech HaTeva basis? Is there a linkage between our Kiyama Mitzvahs and Hashem's Hashkacha on a day-to-day basis? They were mistapek. They weren't sure. And because of that, they acted the way they did. And the proof is in the pudding. If you're completely focused on your me, myself, and I, you don't have the patience to really, to figure it out, work it out, think it out, live it out. Whether there's a lack of faith, whether there is a lack of proper application of our faith in Hashem, Amalek is there. It says the Rechaim HaKodesh once again. We said they came into Rafidim, like the Gemara in Bechoros teaches us. They came into Rafidim. Rafu Yadayim in HaTorah. Their hands are weak from Torah. It says the Rechaim HaKodesh. Mida Kedeged Mida. They were weak in Torah, which is compared to water. They were weak in Torah, which is compared to Eish. Right? They weren't Osek. In the Milchama, Torah has the capacity to quench a person's thirst. The act of learning Torah is like learning in fire. And the result was, they were stricken with thirst, no water, and they were stricken with the fire of war. Moshe tells Yoshua, you're going to go out tomorrow. We'll be in a fast tomorrow. You're going to go out tomorrow and you're going to fight with Amalek. Choose people. Great warriors. Great tzaddikim. And I will go up upon the mount and the staff of Hashem will be in my hand. It's very interesting. The staff of Hashem never gets used. You don't see it being used. But Yom Moshe Yoshua says the Amek Dover. He took up the mata, but he didn't use it. He wanted it should be dach b'derech hateva, and it should be accompanied, as we'll see, with tefillah. That's what he wanted, because that was the lesson that needed to be learned, because that was their failure at the moment. For Moshe Rabbeinu to call out to Hashem and to save them, would to defeat the purpose. It would defeat the purpose of the lesson they needed to learn. It says Moshe Rabbeinu, says the Netziv, the Sesber, Anokhi Nitzav al Rosh HaGivah Matei Elokim B'Yadi. Be'emes lo ishtamesh bo'oso ma'aseh matei klal. Avodi el Yoshua, she'eli bo chozak b'melchemes tivis. Be strong. You're going to fight a physical war now. No nisim gluyim here. Tefillah will accompany you. Ki afal gav shim chalil lo yeh kedai. If you can't pull it together, Yoshua, then I will indeed be there with the Mate Elokim. But that's not what the Jewish people need to learn now. And that's why he didn't use it. Vayas Yoshua kasher amar lo Moshe lilachim ba'molek. Moshe Aaron v'chur olo rosh ha'givah. Yoshua listened to Moshe Rabbeinu. He chose the special people that he needed to fight the war. And Moshe, together with Aaron, together with Chur, went up to Rosh HaGiva. The Gurai says a very interesting point here. Chur b'nashal mirim hayah. That's true. Dim lokein lama Chur v'lo nadav aviyu. B'nei shehu bona b'nashal mirim. U'b'schus Moshe Aaron v'mirim yinatzchu ha'oyev. He doesn't really explain. Kim shlosha roi Yisrael. They are the three shepherds of the Jewish people. Moshe, Aaron, and Miriam. Moshe goes up, Aaron goes up, and Miriam's son goes up. Fichaya chur, sheishol schus Miriam. I dare say, right? I dare say that that this is what he called part of the idea over here is just like the Maral completes, he finishes with Masha Pirish, right? Lefanav Mimneshit Sorech, Leos Ovrim Lefnei Ateva, Deim Lokin Lama Hayut Srichim, Leos Omdim Biachat Lefnei Ateva. He wants to show that this is the path, this is the way that, what he called, there'll always be the other, what he called, the Godel in the middle and surrounded on either side, the Kohen Godel with the Avvezdin, with the, what he called, the Skana Kohanim, what he called, and the Av of that Mishmar on either side of him. But I think it's also the idea that here you have Torah, Avoda, and Gmilas Chasadim, right? Torah is Moshe, Avoda is Aaron, and Gmilas Chasadim, Miriam. Miriam was great Gmilas Chesed. She saved, she watched over her brother, made sure he was saved when he was just a baby in the Teva. So the three of them rise up. Then see, once again, why would, what's the raising of the hands, lowering the hands? So as the Mishnah teaches us in Rosh Hashanah, it's not that Moshe Rabbeinu's hands make or break war, because he's not using the matzah, but he inspired them to be mishabed themselves to the Rabbon Shalom. Derech tefillah, derech tefillah, derech tefillah, derech tefillah. Why would his hands grow weak? His hands would grow weak because they had a sin to be mechaper on. They had a lack of faith in Hashem. That's why they, Moshe's hands, as it says afterwards, Videi Moshe kvedim, they were heavy. Mikhoeven v'yasimu tachtav, he sat on a stone. Once again, say Chazal, why did he sit on a stone? From here we learn the din that when Klal Yisrael is in Tsar, once again, being shachted at Sibor, when Klal Yisrael is in Tsar, then one shouldn't say, Shalom Lai Nafshi, I'm okay, I don't have a problem. Everyone's suffering, that's their problem. A person who lives like that is not zocha to see the Nechama of the Tzibor. Right? Moshe Rabbeinu sat on a stone, the Jewish people are in a difficult situation now. Justified. Right? It's justified that they're in that situation, but nonetheless, it's difficult for them. It's bitter for them. It's a war is going on. You can't just say, oh, I'm okay. I don't have a problem. He sat on a stone. And he was supported by Aaron, Avoda, by Chur, Chesed. And he raised his hands, and Klal Yisrael, U'mashabed libo l'shamayim. Further, it says, V'yidei Moshe kvedim, they were heavy. Hands, as all parts of the body that come in pairs, is always Lashon Akeva. Why here Lashon Zachar? V'chol mokam neshem v'yadam Lashon Akeva, says the Ksav HaKabbalah. V'dayim shofchos, yada'edim tiyabo. V'hayoroi loma kan kvedos lo kvedim, v'itachin lefi Shebaharamas Ayodayim, Hiskavin Moshe Bitfilos Lashpia Tova Vyeshua. Vahoyu Yoda Bibachinas Mashpia, Vachinam Lashon Zacha Ashua Mashpia. Right? He was being Mashpia. Right? And we know that's part of the Zachar Nekeva relationship. Right? Over here, Dafke is Yadam referred to as Kvedim. 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 They were heavy. Right? It was hard to be mashpia on them. It's hard to be mashpia upon them. Because in fact, they were in the midst of a nisayon born out of their lack of faith. But they were struggling to be attacking it. As Moshe raised his hands, so too they raised their eyes towards the heaven. And they were mispala. So finally, let's just, as it were, back to Purim. Megillah says, with regard to Mordechai's name, Mordechai ben Yair ben Shimi ben Kish Ishimini. Right? The son of Yair, the son of Shimi, the son of Kish. And says the Gemara, the way that Avni Eliyahu explains it, is Mordechai, as it were, awakened the Jewish people to the three fundamental or foundation pillars upon which Yehudah stands: Torah, Avodah, and Gneis Chasadim. He was mayor of the Jewish people's eyes in Torah. Look at the world through the lens of the Torah. He was mashmiya their tefillah before the Kisei HaKavod, daven again with fervor, not lackadaisically, not just to be yotze. And finally, Sheheki Shaldalsi Arachamim. He banged on the doors of Rachamim. It says, Rav Raman Agro, what does it mean to bang on the doors of Rachamim? He says, because the doors of Rachamim are attached to one another. There's one door in heaven and there's one door on earth. The door in heaven is to the door of Rachamim and Shemayim. And the door on earth is attached by ropes, right, from one Jew to the next. When one Jew opens his heart towards the other, so that pulls open not only the doors down here on earth, but it also pulls open the door of Rachamim and Shemayim. Ben Ya'ir, Ben Shimi, Ben Kish, Sheheki Shaldal Se Rachamim. He taught us how to be there for one another as well. That's true in Chesed, and as we saw earlier already, that's true in Tefillah. That's why there's Mataras Levyonim. That's why there's Mishloach Matos Lishrayeo on Purim. And that's, I think, the way that we should daven on Purim as well. We should think about Klal Yisrael. And if we can, to think about the Shechina as well. But at the very least, we should think about Klal Yisrael. It'll open our hearts to our own personal needs as well. Our tefillah will be more mekubal. And just as Chazal tell us, Mamsval Bat Chavero, one of the davens for someone else, right? V'hu tzarech lo sadaver, he needs the same thing. Hunena tchin, he's answered first. That's what will happen, mitzvah Hashem, for us as well. Okay. Shir b'soros tovos, shir freilach and purim. And Hashem should hear the tefillahs of Klal Yisrael, all the tova, and we should see a Yeshua, Yeshua, Yeshua on all planes, right, in Eretz Yisrael and for the Jews all over the world. Amen.